Well, good morning. The last 2 weeks of my life have been two contrasts, really. Last Sunday, my daughter got married, and these are some of the flowers that are left from the wedding. But the Sunday before last, I was actually at two baptisms, but I was in prison. And I've been doing a course, the first slide says what I've been doing. I've been doing a course for the diocese, and as part of that, I had to spend 3 days with the chaplaincy at Chelmsford Prison. And so I'm going to share with you this morning, briefly, some of my experiences on those 3 days, and also how it ties in with what we're here to celebrate this morning. James Ridge is the managing chaplain at the prison at Chelmsford, and I don't know whether some of you remember Ruth Ridge, who was the minister at Markstay Methodist Church. Well, it's her husband. He's been there for some years. And he showed me during those 3 days and the days that I spent with others just what that means within a prison environment. So if you're very familiar with the insides of prisons and I say anything wrong, I apologise now. You can correct me afterwards. The managing chaplain has a very high profile role. They're on the senior management team. They're equivalent to the deputy governor. And they have to be involved by law. They don't have to be Christian by law, but James Ridge is an Anglican chaplain, but they don't have to be, but they have to be involved by law, and they're also part of the care team, so it's quite a wide role. Well, we'll just have a little look at the background of Chelmsford Prison. So the next picture, if you can see it, shows the size of it. 9-acre site, built in 1830 as a county jail. I was only really aware of the wall that goes down Sandford Road and Springfield Road, and I thought that was all the prison was. I didn't realise it went all the way back. So on the left-hand side of that picture, you can see the older part, then you can see an AstroTurf court, and then there's newer buildings on the right-hand side. The next picture shows us an old relic that is still in the prison. Now, that was the old death knell bell. That used to sound at the executions, but the last execution was November 1914, so that's over 100 years ago. But the bell would sound as far away as Wivenhoe from Chelmsford, which is 25 miles, I think, nearly, would be the sound of that bell. We're just we'll move on and see what we've got today. So if I have the next slide. So today, it's HMP and YOI Chelmsford, so Her Majesty's Prison and Young Offenders Institute. There's about 750 men in that prison, young men from the age of 21. It's a Category B prison, which is slightly less than a high security prison. There's A, B, C, D. It serves the courts. So they will go there on a short stay while they are waiting to be sentenced, or it could be longer stay. So they might move on fairly quickly to another prison. And it serves Essex and surrounding counties. So Suffolk, Hertfordshire, parts of London, all the way round are served by Chelmsford Prison. So I arrived. I found it really hard to get in. I didn't know till the day before that to have a mobile phone is a criminal offence in a prison, and I could have got 2 years for that. I had to take photo ID that was taken away and was checked for a long time. It took me 15 minutes to get in. I was watching other employees going in as I was standing there. They carry it. They all come in, they go to their lockers, and they put on a huge belt, and the belt has a walkie-talkie, a massive bunch of keys, and a small truncheon. And I was watching all this going on. Eventually, I got through two double folding doors with an inner chamber, and I was met by James, and I was in. And so I was really wary at first, but I didn't need to be. It's a lovely environment, actually. But I was aware of all the unlocking and the locking and all this jangling of keys. Everything's on a double door. Nothing you go through is without a double door into any part of it. So what do the prisoners that are going in see when they arrive? Well, that's welcome to HMP Chelmsford. First night in prison and induction centre. So when they arrived, they have an arrival, reception, they're strip searched. They have to sit in a chair, which will reveal anything hidden anywhere in them, on them. and that will get taken. They're given prison clothes, which are a grey tracksuit and a blue T-shirt, and if they are well-behaved, then after two or three days, they can wear their own clothes. And they have seen a nurse who identifies their medical needs. And then they go into the induction wing. And then within a day, they have to be seen by the education people and by the chaplain. So I was with the chaplain on the second day here. They were seeing people who had been admitted within the last 48 hours. And the chaplain would say, we're here, we're not just here for religious reasons. We're here to care for you. So they make phone calls, they speak to relatives, they will talk to them, they will listen to them. And so the prisoners that are coming in can see that there's a whole role here. So they've ticked before they go in what faith they might be. And then if they've ticked nothing at all, then they don't have to, there's no commitment, but they can still be seen by a chaplain. But there was one, because they're quite young, to me they're young, I mean they're like boys to me, but they're called young men. And of course they're going into a prison environment, and whilst we may think, oh well, all prisoners will know what it's like, they don't, and they're really scared. And there was one young chap, and the chaplain said, oh, I see you've ticked no faith. And he said, well, actually, he said, could you change that to Christian? He said, my mum will kill me if I said I wasn't a Christian. So it was quite nice, the reality of where they now are and the support that they actually would like to have. So the next picture, there's seven wings in the picture, in the prison. And the old part is Victorian. So this is A, B, C and D look a bit like this. So A is a segregation wing where if they have, they have to be locked into their cells there, and it's mainly if there have been an incident in the prison. It's not from work coming outside. It's if they've done something in the prison that's like abusing an officer or another prisoner. B and C are where most of the prisoners go. That's 140 each on that wing. And D is for vulnerable prisoners. So on one of my first mornings, I went into A wing, and James, the chaplain, the managing chaplain, has keys that unlock all the cells as well. He's the only person out of all the chaplains that is allowed keys to unlock the cells, and he goes in and speaks to people that need to be seen in here. While I was in there, there was a huge double alarm, and everyone went running, and I was sort of standing there. All the staff have to respond to a double alarm because there'd been an incident in another wing, so there's all this unlocking and locking going on and staff running everywhere. If we just look outside on the next picture, this is outside C Wing, also Victorian. I don't know whether many of you saw the film Porridge. That was filmed in 1979 upstairs in C Wing. You can see how small the windows are. The cells are exactly the same if you watch that film. There's no change because of the nature of the building of the Victorian times. If we move on, though, you can see an example of the new buildings now. This is actually E Wing, which is where the drug people will go who need detox, so they won't go into the induction wing, first of all. And several problems that occur in the prison is that they will make their own alcohol, and they can get hold of legal highs, and that causes a lot of problems because of the chemicals involved in all of that, and then that causes even more strange behaviour than they could have had otherwise. So it's a bit of a difficulty. Next wing, though, this is the induction wing. That's F wing. You can see the modern nature of that building. And then G wing is the next picture. That is an enhanced regime in that wing. It's older prisoners, foreign nationals, unlikely to have any problems occurring in there, much of a more freer type of environment. So in the next picture, you'll see the sort of overview of all of it, if you can, the difference between the older part, the newer part, a little bit of a dark picture like that, a bit stretched out. The cells aren't quite as big as that, but they've all got bunk beds, two people, TV, toilet, wash basin. And people sometimes say, oh, they have a really nice life. Well, they don't, because they're shut in there from 5 o'clock onwards on most evenings till 7:30 the next morning, which is a long time, particularly if you don't get on with the person you're in there with. But the healthcare is excellent. The safeguarding is excellent. The health wing is actually on the bottom right of that picture, a little bit of a dark picture, but their rooms are like hospital bedrooms. but they've got severe difficulties, and so they have to be visited by a chaplain every day. So we saw all of those in the health wing. They have an assessment care in custody and teamwork plan for difficulties. The staff are friendly and caring. There's a calm atmosphere everywhere, really. And so the overall atmosphere, I found, I work in a school, I'm a secondary school teacher. It reminded me very much of being in a secondary school, because of course it's an institution. But I found I have more thank yous in prison and more apologies for swearing in prison than I do in secondary school. So it really was a similar sort of atmosphere, but a little bit different, and of course all the unlocking and locking going on. Right, next picture, they can have visitors. And all the visitors who come in have to stand on a line. And you can see the Labrador dog there, the black Labrador dog. He goes up and sniffs them all. So I had to stand on the line. And I was a bit concerned, because if dogs jump up, they can be quite heavy as they sort of land on you. But they're trained, these dogs, to jump up like meerkats without using their front paws. So they'll sniff all around you, jump up on their back legs, and just sniff you all around. I said, well, what do they do if they find something? They said they're trained to sit down. And so if they smell something, they'll just sit down, and then the person will be searched. And I said, well, do they get a reward or something? They said, yes, they get a tennis ball, because they think they're looking for tennis balls. So that's what happens with them. So all the people visiting go on the line with the dogs, and then they go into the visiting area. That's the next picture. And you can see the tables there. They've got three blue chairs and one red chair, and the prisoner sits on the red chair with his red tabard on, and all his family can sit round him, and there's a shop there. They can buy food, because a lot of the time that's their way of getting extra food. If someone comes to visit them, then they'll buy them lots of things to eat, so they like that. Within the visiting area, if I have the next picture, there is the children's area. So there's a lovely children's area there given by the Ormiston Trust and run by the local WI. And so there's a whole atmosphere of caring. If they don't have anybody who can visit them, then their volunteer visitors go in. So everybody can have a visit, and they can book a visit. They can ask for a visit. So if there's no one they know, then someone will visit them, so they can go there and have a chat with somebody. And the chaplaincy go and visit that every day as well. So I was part of all of that. So there's all this care all the time going on, and all part of the care team. And then, of course, there's the faith area, multi-faith. So on Sunday morning, there was the Anglican service like this. On the Saturday morning, it's Roman Catholic. And on the Friday morning, it's morning prayers for Muslims. So I was there on the Sunday morning. And if we look at the next picture, you can see all the information that they're given within the same chapel. And it was a Christian service on the Sunday morning that I was at. And you can see on the next slide is the chapel. That's a little bit blurred. But I was there that morning, and I'll just come to our readings, because two of them were being baptized. Two of them were being baptized. And the first reading we had was, but if you're listening, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, turn the other cheek. A whole upside down way of living. And James Ridge said to all of them there, why would these two people want to buy into that? In a prison, in the environment that you've been used to and in here, why are they buying into that? And so he spoke about that they had made that decision in the prison, which was quite a brave decision to make, because they were going to have to go out then amongst all the prisoners, and they could get quite a bit of flak for that, but they were going to be true to their faith and say what they'd done. While I was there, one of the other prisoners stood up. He said, could I say something? So James said, well, okay. So he said, well, he said, these two, he said, they're being baptized today. And he said, and I just want to say that... They both had the same Christian name, but he said one is black and one is white, and he said there's no difference in Jesus' kingdom. And he then sat down again. A lot of those prisoners have got church backgrounds, and they've had some good teaching, actually. And so the next reading I had today was, I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves, therefore be shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. Well, that's how they're going to have to be. They're in a very streetwise, savvy environment where these people know all sorts of things about how to protect themselves, look after themselves, etc. And I was sort of sitting in there myself thinking, oh, this is good. I thought, there's 70 people in here this morning. That's 10% of the prison attending church on a Sunday morning. I was told afterwards, well, actually, you have to keep an eye out because they come to deal their drugs. So they said at one time they had a big run on rosaries. Everybody wanted a rosary. One rosary is coloured blue and another white, and they were all wanting them because the different colour rosary they wore depended on what they actually wanted to buy, and the dealers might wear two colour rosaries, a blue and a white one, that morning to show what they had to offer. So they have to be themselves, the Christians in the prison have to be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. They're all very keen to have a Bible. So they're given Bibles and they do use them, but the thin paper at the front and back of a Bible is very good for rolling cigarettes. So it saves them buying their Rizzlers. So from that point of view, you do have to be a bit of aware, but none of that would be denied. There are 15 of them attend an Alpha course. I attended one where this young man wanted to have prayer to remember his girlfriend who had sadly died in her 20s, and they're so grateful. And the last reading that we had this morning was, so in Christ Jesus, you're all children of God through faith. So this morning, Macy's been welcomed into the kingdom of God, and when she is older, she'll be able to make the decision for herself as a firm decision. But these two older people, one black, one white, Macy this morning, no difference. They don't have to be good to be there. They don't have to do good works. They don't have to have proved themselves. It is by faith through the grace of Jesus. And so it's lovely to have welcomed Macy into the family of God this morning, and just to know that overall, within all the context, wherever we're coming from, Jesus calls all of us to himself, and it's an open thing by grace through faith. Thank you.